Welcome to video six. Here's where we talk about how it all works together. And here's some of the points that we're going to go over. We're going to talk about intention. We're going to talk about evidence. We're going to talk about how your relationship with spirit is ignited. We're going to talk about how you're a part of what you set in motion. We're going to also talk about how to discern your dreams between your ego and your spirit. And then we're going to talk about two oracle cards that I'm going to pick for you, all about how do we pick an intention and what's the point of it and how do we get there. And the two cards are going to answer that question. So we're going to show you how it all works using the cards too. So the first thing is, what is intention? So people think intention is a goal, but the goal is not true because the goal gives you a finite sense of a form that you want to land somewhere. Truthfully, intention is a state of feeling. It's a feeling state. Intentionality is having. So it's about having the experience that you want to manifest, as opposed to, I want the experience. I am having, I intend this experience to happen with me, right? So it's a partnership thing. So you want to have a feeling state that goes along with your unique, inspired, authentic life. Who do you need to become to have that life? And even better, how are you going to feel when you have the life that you desire? So that's really key. Now, the other piece is, and why we constantly talk about synchronicity throughout this course, is that synchronicity is a way for you to track the fact that everything is working on your behalf. And it gives you much more confidence that your relationship to spirit and the cards are actually working. So the more synchronicities that you see and experience, the more it's actually working for you and the more evidence that you have. And you have to start thinking that way, that wait a sec, I'm seeing evidence here. And then you start to really trust that the evidence, which is going to be more constant, the more you do it, starts to be something that you expect because you start to absolutely have faith in this relationship that you're developing between yourself, the conscious universe, and the cards. It's really, really key. And all of a sudden, the outer world starts to respond, right? It goes way beyond you coming up with an idea of something that you want and then looking at oracle cards and wondering what's going to happen and praying to the universe. It's not that way at all. You start to see shifts in your outer world as well, and because it's starting to respond to you. Now, it does take a bit of time, but boy, oh boy, the universe is like this amazing, amazing, elastic being that kind of moves around for us in order to reflect to us what it is that we truly desire. Now, the other piece too is that how is your relationship with spirit ignited or the conscious universe? Well, it ignites, you know, when we talked about turning the radio on, well, it's like lighting a pilot light, like that pilot light is on, but you haven't really turned the stove on. And the minute you get into that feeling state of intentionality, choose the oracle cards to ask, what is in my highest good? Recognizing that your source, your partner is the invisible realms, which is spirit, which is the conscious universe, God, whatever you want to call it. All of a sudden now, again, you've ignited the magic within you. And that's the magic you start feeling is you. It's not like something outside of you. You experience your own magic in this course because you start waking up to the fact that, wow, you are really a partner in all of this. And so when I say that you are a part of what you stay in, what you set in motion, again, it's moving out of that separated mindset where you see you and the experience you want, you're here and it's there. Instead, you're part of the whole process that your intentional feeling state sets in motion the laws of the universe, which you're learning in this course as well too. And you're going to be seeing evidence in the outer world that it's reflecting back to you. And you're starting to realize like, wait, without me, there is no this. So you start to see your integral part in the story in motion as well. You're needed in order to make this happen. So you don't just give it over and go, okay. It's like, no, what's the next right action I need to take? So there's always going to be steps for you to take, even though the big conversation is, or the how it's all going to happen, or what the form is going to be, is not your job. It's not my job. It's spirit's job. It's the universe's job. And so you start to get used to this the more you do this. The other thing is, oracle cards will always help you discern the difference between an egoic dream and a dream that is based on your heart desires or your soul. You feel inspiration. You know the difference between inspiration and wanting. If you're inspired, you can't wait to get up in the morning. You just have a sense that this belongs to you in some way. Like when you're inspired to change course in your career, for example, that's a perfect one. You don't know how it's going to happen. You have no idea how that's going to come about, but you just know that you are so in alignment with this new version of yourself. It's what happens in between A and B that you don't know what to do, and that isn't your job. Your job is strictly to keep maintaining that sense of integrity and sense of feeling state of anticipation and intention that you already have it, but you don't know what form it's coming in. So this is kind of a dance that you're going to learn how to do the more you stay in Oracle School, the more you work with this work. This is going to be really good because an ego dream is something you're going to recognize right away. It's manipulative. It's related to wanting something. And it's really not that hard for you to figure that out. You just know when you're pushing and you're wanting something to happen, push, 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 you feel it. That's not in alignment with your highest good. Your highest good feels pretty effortless. It feels like you can be patient for it to show up. It doesn't feel like it has this angsty wanting attached to it. And there's a real level of non-attachment. Now, here's what's interesting. Let's ask a question of the Oracle. And I've already shuffled the deck and I've chosen the two cards. I haven't turned them over yet. So we are asking the Oracle, what is the highest good? What's in the highest good to help us, like you and me, set a deliberate intention for your unique, inspired, authentic life? Right? So what's in the highest good? So how do we do it? Basically, like if we were to break it down, like how do we set an intention for the highest good? What do we need to do? So the cards I picked, oh, this is good. All That Glitters, upright, and To the Sea, upright. So I'm going to break this down for you. So All That Glitters says, in order to set the highest intention for you, you want to go beyond the superficial, but you do want something sparkly, right? You want something that glitters for you. You want that thing that takes your eye and your heart, opens up your heart. You want to feel that feeling, that spark. But you don't want just a superficial piece. You want to know what your why is. You want to go a little deeper into, why do I want this? Like, why do I want to manifest this life? Like, what kind of life what would it feel like for me to actually explore that for myself? So this is really going to help you set the right kind of intention for what we do in the course. And this is the best card to follow it, because this is what you have to do after, is you have to release it, right? You have to get back in that little boat. We already had this card before, and let the universe take you on the waters. And because you are very limited, you can't see beyond the scope of your little boat. Remember that little person is staring down in the boat, isn't even looking at the sea or where it could go. So you have to remember, all of us come with an inherent set of limitations because of our five senses and intellect, and it prevents us from seeing the vastness of what's possible. And that's the card is saying, hey, let go. I will take you there. You know, it's like, this is that surrender. So know that you look for the sparkly, something that sparkles for you, but has to sparkle from deep. Go deeper, ask, why do I want this? Like, what do I think is going to happen for me as a result of choosing this particular path? Really think about that. And that's the way you set that intention. And then what's the feeling state that I would want to manifest, given that this is the direction that I want to go in? And then spirit takes care of the rest. And that is a formula that has worked and works for everybody. It's worked for everybody in the school so far. It's worked for me in my life. That's why I'm sitting in front of you teaching you this, because it works. Let's just go quickly over the things that we talked about today. We talked about intention being a feeling state that you want to manifest. We talked about synchronicity providing you evidence of the fact that this relationship is actually working. We talk about the more you work with the cards, the more your relationship with the conscious universe or spirit is ignited. Then we talked about how you are a part of all of this. Like you're not an outsider. You're actually an integral part of how all this works. And then we talked about how the Oracle cards can help you discern between an egoic choice or intention and one that comes from the spirit, soul, or heart. And then we talked about how to actually ask the cards to help us find an intention. And we got All That Glitters and we got To the Sea. Now we're going to move on to video 7, the very last video of this series. And it's all about the power of intuition and intention as they work together. See you there.